Sorting through the election returns in America's most expensive non-presidential election.
We've come to take our government back. Which one am
I? It's a very dramatic win for the Republicans in the House of Representatives.
It looks like a significant and huge win for the Republicans in the House.
We know tonight that a growing number of Republicans will now serve in the Senate as well.
The American people have sent an unmistakable message, and that message is change course.
But when you get past the spin, it turns out the Republicans were both winners and losers last night.
Mixed results from a divided electorate. Thanks, guys.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 3rd. There are still a few races yet to be called, and some of them will be counting for weeks. But we're wondering what your headline is coming out of the election results. If all politics are local, what's your local storyline? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE.
And the election is at the top of the news. Unmistakable messages. Well, it sounded like that from some of the victorious candidates. Let's take Rand Paul, Tea Party candidate and Kentucky's new senator-elect, calling the midterms a win for conservatives.
A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
The Republicans got that Senate seat back in Illinois that Barack Obama used to inhabit. Mark Kirk capturing the Senate seat there in Illinois.
We are 800 miles from any ocean, but a tsunami just hit the heartland.
But the real tsunami was in the House, where Republicans got a wave that recaptured seats they'd lost in the last two elections. As of now, they've picked it up at least 60 seats, with some West Coast votes still being counted, the largest turnover in 70 years. Also, the third election in a row where voters have kicked the party out of power.
Energized Republicans in the Capitol cheered as results rolled in. They are chanting Speaker for the man who is now poised to take over as Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
The American people have sent an unmistakable message to him tonight, and that message is change course.
The hymn he's talking about is President Obama, and the president reached out to Boehner shortly after midnight, saying he looks forward to working with Republicans, many of whom campaigned on turning back the president's agenda. Republicans also took 10 governorships from Democrats, and they now hold a majority there. But the night was not a total loss for Democrats. Harry Reid will still be Senate Majority Leader. He survived a fierce challenge from Tea Party favorite Sharon Angle.
This race has been called, but the fight is far from over. The bell that just rang isn't the end of the fight. It's the start of the next round.
And the Republican wave did not reach California. Barbara Boxer retained her Senate seat, and Jerry Brown took the governor's race.
Good old Jerry Brown. The race is too close to call in Alaska. That's a Senate race. Write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski has an edge at this point.
We are in the process of making history. They said it couldn't be done. You know, we looked at that and we said, if it can be done anywhere, it can be done in Alaska.
Weeks will be required, though, before all the write-in votes are verified and absentee ballots are counted there in Alaska. A recount may be on the way in Colorado's Senate race, and the Senate contest in Washington state is too close to call.
Florida is the scene of a big win for the Tea Party, Senator-elect Marco Rubio.
We make a grave mistake if we believe that tonight these results are somehow an embrace of the Republican Party. What they are is a second chance. A second chance for Republicans to be what they said they were going to be not so long ago.
And Russ Feingold was defeated as the incumbent senator in Washington. Let's check in on the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European markets are up. Futures also up right now. The Dow starts at 11,188. The S&P at 1,193. The NASDAQ at 2,533. Well, a presidential candidate, Barack Obama, said he would repair America's tarnished image in the eyes of the world. Later this hour, we're going to talk about how the world is reacting to the midterm election results. And we want to get your local reaction to them. What's the headline where you live? It's 778-MY-TAKE, or you can text the word START to 69866. Next up, we're going to talk about how new members of Congress will interact with the president.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.